Hello, and welcome to Portion Control from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott, I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and just before you begin to rest and relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about the need for and the importance of portion control. We humans evolved during times when food was often scarce. When we found food, we had to gorge on it because it might be our last meal for quite a while. So stuffing ourselves was an important survival strategy, and you could say it's built into us. Evolution hasn't caught up with the abundance of food that's now available to most of us on a regular, predictable basis. But if we treat every meal as a gorge fest, then of course we become fat, flabby-muscled, perhaps diabetic, and generally distorted echoes of what we really should be physically. It's all very well eating the right kind of food. And if you eat a nutritionally balanced diet, then that's great. But having more than you need just slows down the machine that's your body. Excess food, even if it's healthy excess food, doesn't give you more health. We can think of any excess food as just sludge that starts to slow the body right down. Records show that the civilian population of the United Kingdom during the Second World War were amazingly healthy. Partly because of rationing. Obesity was rare, and rates of heart disease, diabetes, and other weight-related diseases were very low. People were trim and fit. Rationing was introduced in 1940 to ensure there were enough supplies to go round, and entitled everybody to limited quantities of essential foods and drinks, from butter and cheese to tea and sweets. Water was the main drink. Diets have since undergone a revolution, powered by fridges, freezers, microwaves, supermarkets, additives and preservatives, spread by global migration and trade. And yet we're told that wartime diets were some of the healthiest in our history. It seems that improved technology has actually contributed to increased fat and weight problems. The wartime diet consisted of in-season vegetables, fruit and bread, which was only rationed after the war. Then there was flour, oats, a few eggs, but mostly dried egg, and not much else. Of course, this war diet wasn't much fun, and you really don't need to follow it. The point is that food may not have been abundant, but it was sufficient. If you're following a typically abundant Western diet, then you can get by on much less. And the beauty of it is that if you start getting by on just a little less, you begin to notice yourself becoming slimmer and fitter. So much of modern life is a matter of habit. You eat because it's time to eat, even though you just snacked half an hour ago. We overeat out of politeness, or because we've been trained to think of food left on the plate as wasted, or because we're so used to stuffing ourselves that our bodies have forgotten how to tell us when we've had enough. Of course, there are common sense, practical approaches to aiding your portion control. You can consciously eat more slowly, so your stomach has a chance to register its fullness in your brain. You can start with soup, which can be low in calories, but makes you feel less like overeating on your main course. You can use the old but highly effective smaller plate trick, so you literally have to have smaller portions, yet they look large. And you can avoid buffets and ignore mega meal deals. But learning to leave what you don't need has to become an instinctive habit, something that feels naturally right, not just something you think you should do. Imagine trying to pour more gas into your car when it's already full. Your car's tank doesn't store excess fuel the way your body does. Good portion control doesn't just make you slimmer, it gives you more energy. Eating the right amount will mean your body has to work less hard to digest unnecessary excess food. Listening regularly to this portion control session will quickly train your unconscious mind to know when to leave the excess food alone and have space in your stomach. And now you can just let your body settle down. Whether you're sitting in a chair or lying down someplace relaxed. And a great way to just begin to relax very deeply is to close your eyes, if you hadn't done already. And with your eyes closed now, you can just send your awareness gently around your body, and you can really start to notice which parts of you begin to feel comfortable first. Whether it's your hands resting there that can really begin to notice that relaxation spreading as I talk, or whether it's the backs of the shoulders that just start to feel so comfortable and restful. That's it. And the beautiful thing is that you don't even need to try to relax deeply, because it's something that can happen all by itself. Just like you don't really have to think about dreaming at night, or breathing deeply when you relax into sleep, or digesting food. Because all these things are taken care of unconsciously. And you can find that as you really start to relax all over, it can just happen naturally, bit by bit, all by itself. And the wonderful thing is, you really don't have to pay attention to my words. Because even when your conscious mind drifts away, busy with other thoughts and ideas sometimes, another part of you can be listening. You could direct your attention into the relaxation and comfort drifting through your arms, allowing the fingers in your hands to feel more relaxed second by second. And sometimes, when you just relax so deeply to my voice, it's your hands that start to feel the most relaxed. And sometimes it's your toes and feet that start to feel so heavy, or even light, with deep rest and comfort. Just as when you really begin to sleep deeply, there's still a part of you aware of raindrops on the window, even as you dream of other places. And I really don't know whether you'll relax deeper to the sound of each word, or the spaces between the words. But you know, sometimes when you relax and feel your body melting into whatever's supporting it, and your mind just drifts in comfort, images can come to mind sometimes. Maybe of a beautiful place you've been to or would like to visit. And sometimes your mind can just reflect on the shapes and colours of such a place. And the light and temperature of a truly relaxing place. Your mind just reflecting on that as you relax deeper to every second of this. And through the sounds of a really comfortable place in your mind, you can really get the sense of what I'm about to say, even if another part of you is so relaxed. You don't seem to be focusing much conscious attention, but just drifting in such deep comfort. And right now, a part of you can just get the sense of relaxing into this place. And sometimes, as we relax deeper, we can almost feel a warm breeze on the skin, or get the sense of even deeper rest with each step forward into this restful, peaceful place. That's good. And there's a perfect amount for you to digest these ideas. And the moment you eat more than your body really needs, your body is forced to work harder than it really needs. Because all the excess so-called food is just sludge, blocking up and slowing down and clogging up your system. And it's going to be a relief to let your body have time off throughout the day and night when it has those clear spaces, free of pointless overtime efforts to digest excess sludge, and just having time out to relax so that you start to have more real energy. And it's a very human propensity to want to complete things. And we may start a book and feel we must finish that book because we've started it, even if it's terrible. And you know that really, there are some things it's best not to complete, to leave unfinished, to limit, and have your happy limitations. And you are going to become truly great at measuring out smaller portions for yourself, which are truly enough, and learning to leave what you really don't need, letting your stomach and body delight in not having to process all that unnecessary excess food. Because it is excess to requirements, not food at all, just sludge. And it's curious how you're going to begin to notice your body putting down a barrier that lets you know exactly when you've had enough. And those beautiful, peaceful pieces of rest during the day, those clear spaces when your stomach has time out to rest, and you can really begin to enjoy having time out for your stomach. The digestive tract not having to work so hard, giving you more energy to really make good use of the fuel you already have. And right now, you can get the sense of watching. Just watching. Like a TV show of all your future times rolled into one. Just see yourself as if on a screen, having a meal in just a few moments, and intuitively eating just enough to give your body sufficient fuel and nutrition, and noticing how you instinctively stop just before that amount becomes just excess sludge. Almost as if the you there on that screen can see how much of the meal is valuable and which are just fat-inducing sludge. And it's going to be a revelation to watch yourself now just eating the right amount and comfortably leaving what is not needed. And how natural and right that looks. And now, you can imagine just floating right into that scene. Find yourself sitting in front of that plate. And notice when that definite signal from your stomach and your unconscious mind that lets you know, I've had enough. Drift into that now and get the sense of that food before you. Really being sharply and clearly aware how much is good for you. How much is left on the plate, and what is nothing more than excess fat-inducing sludge. And then just getting up and walking away from the excess. That's good. And you can really just get the sense of floating out of that again, seeing that screen, and just watching yourself so easily and naturally eating all kinds of meals from all future times, just eating the right amount in each case and leaving the excess. That's it. The right amount is going to start to feel so much better. And you can watch your skin and physique and energy improving in fast animation time, deep within your mind's eye, right now, as this instinctive portion control really kicks in. Rejecting the excess sludge and allowing your body to find its true shape for you. That's good. And remember, the more you relax to this session, the more benefits you're going to notice. But for now, you can just begin to drift back to the here and now, in your own time, as I count backwards from 5 to 4 to 3, feeling more awake, feeling more like moving, to 2, and 1, feeling refreshed and comfortable, and alert and awake. And as you become more and more aware of your surroundings and any sounds around, just open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for a week, or at least until you notice that you're automatically leaving the parts of the meals that you know you don't need. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Think Thin and Eat Healthy. My name's Roger Elliott. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.